This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
That we sit both, I think they'll get at least one of the two. That okay. We're not looking at a 4-0 sweep here, surely. Whether it's just Anthony Edwards going berserk or hopefully more realistically, a couple of guys stepping up to help him. Minnesota's going to get one of these, but I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow.
ESPN Analytics says this is all Thunder, 67% to 32.9. And here's the, do they have that? Remember the woman who chained herself to the goal stance?
Yeah. About the animals.
Is she still there?
The mistreatment
they still got
of animals.
Maybe that could throw them off if they get that woman out there chaining herself to the basketball stance.
Yeah, was that a couple of postseasons ago where it seemed like it was every series they were having?
So that was, I guess, what, 2 years ago when we were playing them?
And wasn't their previous owner had the issue with the
chickens, and so the
animals.
The slaughterhouse.
Right.
So the woman was, you know, picketing against the slaughterhouse by chaining herself to the stance. And then she came to Memphis.
Maybe glued her hand down or something,
yeah.
too, or
she
something
was getting
like
crazy.
That.
So maybe that'll throw them off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if A-Rod, because he's the man.
There.
I don't know if he's allowing those kind of antics now that he's...
He's got law and order now.
Either it has or it's about to be. The control, the ownership's about to be handed
that's
over.
That's right, his group.
And I don't think A-Rod plays that stuff. You understand
what
I'm saying?
He's law and order man.
He's law and order man, and I don't think he's in the in the chicken business either, in the mistreatment of animals or anything like that. So it's probably going to help him. So we have Fabrad all done. If you are fading him, it means you have the Pacers plus 5.5.
That's it.
It was flipped, but if you are fading him now, Pacers plus 5.5. Also, tomorrow you would then have Timberwolves plus 2.5. Got it? Everybody got it? Typically, when I've driven Fabrad, he's been a loser. when John has done it, he's been a winner. We'll see what the weekend holds for Fabrad. We got much more to do, a whole nother hour, including at 125. We're going to talk some Memphis Tigers basketball, something you know I love to do, and we're going to do it with Parth Upadhyay from the Daily Memphian, Tigers basketball beat writer. We'll talk schedule because there's been plenty of news on it. Since we last talked to Parth, you are going to get, it appears, a team that could be number one ranked in the nation when you play them down in the Bahamas in Purdue. Got that, the Louisville series, Curtis Givens III coming in, Dante Harris going out. So a lot to talk about with Penny Hardaway, his 2 Cents podcast. A lot to talk about with Parth Upadhyay. We'll do that at 125. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM ESPN. It's a very important and a newsworthy announcement because anytime Howie does one of these, you need to perk your ears up. You need to listen up. It's a 60% off sale, and it's going on for 6 hours only at the Perkins Robert Irwin's Jewelers. And that's where our man Howie resides, and that's where he does the best jewelry business in terms of with you. You're going to make the best deal in town on whatever you need, and he's got over 1,000 items to choose from. No marking up to mark it down. This is legit. I went to the South Haven one a few weeks back right after the Tigers lost Colorado State. I continue to tell that story. I needed a little pick-me-up. Y'all probably know how I felt. I was down. Lose to a 12. It hurt. I know no Tyrese. I needed a pick-me-up. I went down to Howie. See, well, are your brain damn watches 60% off? He said, yes. In fact, they were such a great deal, I got two. So, if you want best selection, you get there right at 10 a.m. This, again, is the Perkins store. Robert Irwin Jewelers, the Perkins location. 10 to 4. Get there early, you get best selection. That's the way to do it. It's going to be packed first hour. Howie's, it's his last one of the year. He's done it at every local store, and this is the last one. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Com. All right, 125, we're going to talk to Parthu Pajay here in a couple of minutes. Daily Memphian Tigers basketball beat writer. A ton of basketball news since we last talked to him to go back through, get his thoughts on the addition of Curtis Gibbons III and what Parth thinks. And my man John seems to think Curtis is going to be able to contribute right away, maybe at the two guard. Now, Curtis wasn't a great shooter last year at LSU, but what he was playing in was the best basketball conference in America. Started a bunch of games for LSU, played really well against the national champs, had no turnovers. I like no turnovers, a guy that's capable of that on any Tigers roster. But how much he contributes immediately with Doug McDaniel sort of squarely in the fold is the one. Can Curtis do it at the two, wherever else? We'll ask Parth what he thinks about 125. Before we do that, I have to, it's on my heart, I have to say it. I mentioned it at the top of the show. Yesterday, for the first time in his 11 years, I allowed Chris to go out for football.
Is that a round of applause? I mean, you know, you allowed it. That's good. You thought, yeah.
Every Friday when I bring Anthony Sain on, I don't know if you noticed, but in his, you know, in the intro, we say he has a multi-sport 2032 star in Gabriel Sain.
I heard
his
that.
His son.
Yes.
Who plays football.
Yes.
Basketball. Soccer. I think the kid might even play volleyball. Like, he does it all. he's
quite
he's,
an athlete.
He's a man child.
Yeah, big.
Sane's big dude.
Big dude.
Gabe's big dude.
He is a big
dude. He can play them all.
Yeah, he's got the size for
all.
He'll
get banged up.
No.
My kid's a little 88-pound basketball player, as you know, aspiring.
Yeah. Good athlete.
But ever since, Brad, we went to the Bears game.
Yeah.
We bought a souvenir football. Mm-hmm. We're in the parking lot of our hotel. And we made a slight change to his throwing delivery. He wasn't holding the ball correctly. When he finally got his fingers around the laces there at the top of it, the guy's throwing a spiral. All of a sudden, some of Dad's advice actually worked. The guy's throwing a spiral.
All right.
And so he's got some basketball teammates that are out playing football, right? And now with Chris thinking he's Caleb Williams, more like Bryce Young in terms of size, he wanted to get out there with him.
Good for him.
Now, I've been telling him.
And good for you for teaching him the game.
I've been telling him his whole life. I didn't teach him a damn thing about football yet.
You got a spiral out of
you. I had been, well, on that part, yes. Yeah. That's just a little throwing. That's dad and son. That's dad and son running routes.
Yeah.
But I've told him all of his life, Chris, as you can probably get, you are not a football player because the Smiths are not built to play. You know my story. Ninth grade at Snowden, backup quarterback. Same thing. Receiver wanted to be, right, wearing 81. Yeah. But when you catch those balls, and you throw it back to the coach,
yeah,
right? Coach liked my left-handed. He liked my spiral. This man, Coach Taylor over
Michael
Snowden,
Penix
back
over
in the day, decides, you're going to be my backup quarterback. Why'd he do that? I was so terrible. Yes, my offensive line, if you had never heard the story, they wanted me out. They opened up. It was like the sea parting.
Mm-hmm.
It opened up, and they let Black Terrence Crump, we called him Black, come through the line. He's the middle linebacker. Pick me up, drop me on my left shoulder. My career was over. Because I'd been switched to quarterback, a position I never should have played, and was only there because I could throw a nice 10-yard spiral after I caught my routes.
It's tough.
That story's been told to Chris a million times to say you don't go play football, but the problem with it is sometimes kids will take, hey, that little advice about how to throw a football, hey, it works. But a lot of times when they're hearing their parents talk about what they should or shouldn't, is wah-wah, 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 wah-wah. It's like the teacher in the Charlie Brown,
of course.
He didn't hear me.
Right.
Remember, his basketball friends are out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them are big dudes. Yeah. So Chris has had the itch to get out there, and yesterday we drove to Frazier so I could allow him to do so. They've got spring practice going on out there.
Okay.
Cup.
Yeah.
Well, as we're driving over, I'm telling him, dope, bro, you already know my history. And I said, understand that when you get out here in Frazier, it's going to be a different level of competition.
Tough kids.
Exactly.
Tough.
Different level.
Ready,
of tough.
Ready to take your head off.
They gonna see you.
Fresh meat.
Brad, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Destruction.
You gonna have a target on your
destruction.
Back. Destruction. You got your pretty boy hair. You're coming in here. They're giving you. So we're heading over there, and I'm trying to prepare him. He's like, Dad, you trying to scare me or what? I'm like, okay. So we get there, and I'm thinking they're gonna be running, you know, routes. They're trying to find out who's talented or not.
Cone drills or something, yeah.
Brother, this program had the pads, the cleats, and the helmet ready to go. They're 2 weeks into practice. They're padded up.
Whoa.
And so they're telling Chris, come on here. We're getting padded up. Now Dad's antenna are going up higher. I didn't know we were getting into already. They got Nike cleats for him. This program already has it all.
Legit.
For any size kid that comes up in there. They had 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under. Very impressive stuff.
Good.
That they were able. Kids coming in, first day, they're able to pad him up, send him out there, okay?
All right. That's cool.
Yes. Yeah,
there you go, son.
I said, you know what? He'll get a taste.
Yeah.
Because you know this, Brad, anybody that's put on some football pads and that helmet, there's a big difference between running routes with no pads on with Dad, catching balls, how fast you think you are. Then you put them pads on, and you're out there running with the helmet on, trying to turn around, catch the ball. It's a completely different – it's a completely different experience with the pads on.
It's
you're not nearly as fast.
Yes.
Right. This dude is in pads for the first time in his life while going out there.
Yeah.
So they put him in a tackling drill.
Mm-hmm.
And they match him up with, as I said, this dude that this fifth grader. He's a rising sixth grader like my kid, but he looks like Tony Dorsett.
He ready to eat lunch.
He's been playing for years.
Oh no!
Little did I know.
Oh no!
Now I probably could have guessed it by the way the swagger this young man.
Sure,
had. But the way they do this one, they line him up back to back. You go running out about 3, 4, 5 yards. You go running around a pylon.
Mm.
And it's your job to go out there and stick that ball carrier.
Oh, boy.
So there's a little bit of a running start in everything. This is the first time this kid's been in pads. He's 88 pounds.
Oh, Jason, this does not, no.
It was like a, I said.
You're watching this go down.
From the car.
From afar.
Smoking a black in the car.
Heavy.
Because I'm stressed out.
Heavy puffs.
But I'm like, oh, this kid about to find out. So it was like, I've said it, and I told my wife, it was like a Mack truck speeding, hitting a dragonfly.
Leveled him.
He almost exploded his body.
Form tackle.
I tried to put I almost threw the black out the window because I went to open the door. I was going to run out there.
Did he get up quickly?
No.
He was down for a little bit.
No, they had to pick him up. Like, they had to peel him up off the ground.
Chris.
He got leveled,
He got hit.
First time.
There's nothing like your first time.
So then they peel him up off the ground. This dude, bro, he's barely standing on one leg.
Oh.
And they start showing him how to tackle.
Yep.
And they give him another kid. And so he goes out there, and even before he hits the other kid, he's kind of hesitant, whatever else. That hit rocked him. He'll forever remember it, right? And so by the end of it, man, I'm just hoping that hit was enough to make this sort of, like we said, grand opening, grand closing on his football career. He goes through another 2 hours of the practice. That was the first thing they did.
Yeah.
He goes through another 2 hours of the practice, tries to play receiver, whatever else, doesn't catch a pass because he can't catch up to the ball with these pads on. Dude, he doesn't even have enough strength to get the damn chin strap unbuckled off of it. He doesn't figure out with 15 minutes left to go in the practice, this is a 2-hour, 15-minute practice, how everybody else has got their helmet up on their head,
yep.
You know, because your chin strap's down. Until he asks his friend, his basketball friend, dude, he's got his helmet on the whole time. The kid's out there dying.
So Dad, does he want to come back and do this?
That's what I asked him when he got in the car.
After this experience of getting leveled,
here's where I was at, because we're in Fraser. Like you said, it's tough kids out there.
Yeah.
Tough coaches out there.
Let's go.
So I couldn't walk out there and just pull him off the field and
no
be like, Chris, we got to go.
No.
Right?
You did the right thing by stepping back.
And go through it
stand
himself.
Down. Stand
you
down.
Didn't listen to me, but and sometimes we got to be that mall.
That's
hey,
right.
You want to go? Hey, but this is an experience for you. You'll learn whatever. So when he got back in the car, I asked him that question. I said, we coming back out here next Thursday?
What'd he say?
He said, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got a football player. You have a football player. You might have a football player, Jason.
I about exploded.
I love it. If he wants to come back after that.
Because I was so prepared for him to tell me what he had learned. The dad, we're not built for this.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me he wanted to come back, I didn't feel it, but my foot starts hitting the pedal a little harder, and I don't even remember the drive home because I went into this tirade, this rant, this Chris, didn't you? You're going to feel that first hit. You understand? If you're going to play defensive back, anything on defense, you got to want to hit like that. There's a little bit of a
edge.
Yeah, an edge there.
Built different.
I'm good with violence. In fact, I like inflicting it.
Yeah.
That if you're going to be good on that, you have to have it. I told you, I ain't never seen that in
little
you.
Dog.
And another thing, one of your basketball teammates that was supposed to be ain't coming out to the fall, so he's not even out here. Mm-hmm. You got us out here on a. We're on a humbug. All your teammates ain't even out here. So I'm going off like that on the whole ride back from Frazier to Cordova, not even, you know, losing
not,
my mind.
Not happy.
Trying to get, what do you mean you didn't learn from this experience and you want to go out? And so by the time we got home, I had talked so much. I could tell he wasn't listening to me anymore. But he did as, you know, we put the garage down, went into the house, and I'm telling him, well, you're going to have to go in there and tell your mom you want to play again and convince hers, right? By the time he got back and I'd gone through my rant,
yep.
He told me, Dad, I really don't want to.
Oh.
Like, I want, you know, I wanted to be
it's
tough.
It's over.
I wanted, I could tell, when he got in the car, he thought he needed to say, I want to go back out there.
Because of what, had transpired.
Well, I mean, you got Dad, you know, you don't, well, I guess what he didn't want to admit was Dad, you're right, we're not cut out for this, and oh boy, does it show I'm tough if I want to go back out there to a sport I got no business.
Trying to show you.
Man, credit to them kids and everybody out there, the program the folks are running, they're on a whole different level than where my kid would be coming in, but back, my kid felt like he needed, I got the sense he felt like
he needed
to say I need to be back out there.
Sure.
And I was so thankful that at the end of that car ride, it felt like Chris had finally kind of confessed that, you know what, maybe this ain't for me. And so I thank God that we're one and done, hopefully. Now we could get to next. I told him, next week you change your – I'm not going to drive you back out there. I can't. Bro, you football.
It's a lot.
It reminded me of how watching those young men, and listen, they were this program is teaching the right way, keep your head up on the tackles and everything else. But you are hitting, and we've talked about the rise of flag football and how uncomfortable it's making parents to put their kids out there in pads and tackle football, and I could feel it last night. Now, my kid probably shouldn't have been out there at 88 pounds whatsoever is the point of that, but I felt that sort of, I don't know, man. I was scared the whole 2.5 hours, even though I'm telling myself, man, stay in this car, let your son be a little man out there, go out and learn on his own. But dude, as a parent, man, I can't. Dude, I was praying the whole 2.5 hours that, man, he doesn't get hurt, that he doesn't break a bone. And that kind of anxiety, it just shows me that some of us are built for that game and some are not. And sometimes, I mean, maybe it's okay to let your kids go out and learn. But in the end, I think my instincts were probably right.
Yep.
But what I guess there's no bottom line to this. I guess I feel okay as a father having let him check that box off and learn on his own. But I'm still quite, dude, if he'd broken a leg or an arm out there because it's his first time in pads, how am I feeling as a, how stupid do I feel as a father then? And so anyway, I think you got to
break the seal, though. You're fine.
It's a deal. We can look back on it and laugh now. It wouldn't have been funny if he'd out there breaking his leg.
You got to break
the
seal, though. You got to get out there, you know. And this is, I'm glad he's okay.
I think our football career is one day literally done.
But Jason, here's the reality, and you need to prepare for this because I prepared for it this year, which was, you know, baseball, basketball, any sport, they can get injured and just lose a whole season. Like, boom. You know?
That can happen.
We
lost some months on basketball. Once I'm breaking a finger, and our hands in a cast, we can't do anything. But and I'm with you. You can get hurt. Baseball?
Yeah, it was a finger. It was a thumb.
His was a finger or a thumb. Watching football again at that level reminded me, though, how much higher the level of risk is.
Oh, it's way higher. And then the head thing.
And again, anybody that can do it, too. I give them all the credit. And you feel good. You're with a good program that's teaching it.
Sure.
Because again, I'm an NFL fan. We're not going to stop clamoring.
It is
for
a gladiator
NFL
sport to a certain degree.
But that
degree,
is that's the
it's just a fact.
Is some are built
it's
for
a fact.
It. Some bodies can take it, and some
No, it's just it's
no
a different. The reality is, and Jake didn't want to play football for whatever reason, but it is a damn gladiator sport.
Man,
just
it
no,
is,
no
and
two
it
ways.
Is at all levels.
It is.
Even if you're teaching it right and all that stuff, man, your kid at some point. And even the best ones.
That's right.
You're going to get hit.
Yep.
So if you're not ready for it,
I'm glad Chris is okay.
Get off the field.
And I give you credit. You handled yourself well, Dad.
Don't know if I did well or not. I tell you what. Parthu Paja is a guy who always does his job well over at the Daily Memphian covering the Tigers. He's back. We're going to get a chance to talk to him about everything that's transpired with Memphis over the past couple of weeks. He's been on vacation. So Curtis Givens, Dante Harris, the schedule, and more. We'll do that with Parthu Pajaya when we come back. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM ESPN. As promised, his name is Parthu Pajaya, Tigers basketball beat writer for the Daily Memphian. Does a great job. You should be reading him and listening to him on the podcast at dailymemphian.com. Follow him on X at @PUpadhyay_. He joins us now. He's back from vacation, and we're ready to work him. Parth, we got a lot of catching up to do with you, brother. Just appreciate you coming on. Parth, how was vacation? Was it good? Was it refreshing?
It was fun. It was awesome. I got to see a lot of different family and friends. I went to North Carolina because my mom's family from India was in town for the first time, in the U.S. for the first time. So we went to New York. I think I mentioned that,
yep.
2 weeks ago when I was on with y'all. I went to New York, went to Myrtle Beach, was trying to show them as much of the, you know, at least the East Coast, right, as possible before they head back to Bombay, which they did late last night. So that was cool. And then I went to Philly for a graduation. So I did that.
Very nice.
And ended the weekend with a quick beach trip to, or ended the week, vacation rather, with a quick beach trip to Delaware. And then drove back over the span of 2 days, over the past 2 days. So got in late last night. But I'm recharged, man. I'm ready.
Man,
I'm ready. A lot to discuss.
I'm glad you had a good trip. One of the things I remember is, yes, even sir, if it was just for being gone for a week on a vacation when I was on the beat, it always felt like I had missed a ton because, yes, you know, back then, whether it was Josh as a coach or Penny now, it just, you and I have talked about this, it just never stops. And so it always felt like I was playing catch up by the time we got back, and we know that Penny hadn't stopped working while you were on vacation. And right at the top of the list I want to ask you about is what you think about the get that is Curtis Givens III. I'll frame it this way. My partner is very optimistic, uh-huh, that Curtis Givens III will be able to contribute in a meaningful way immediately. Whereas I'm a little bit more hopeful of this is a signing or a commitment, at least right now, whatever it is, that's not just for now, but the future, right? Maybe as the point guard of the Tigers in the future, maybe replacing Doug. Where are you on Curtis Givens III commitment to Memphis?
Yeah, I think I'm somewhere in the middle of those two, right?
Okay.
If this could be a 2-year plan, if, you know, all parties involved understand that, hey, you know, he may not play super, super sizable minutes. Doesn't mean he won't play at all, right? But he may not play super, super sizable minutes this coming season. But, hey, we're investing in you, CG3, and CG3, you're investing in us, right, as a partnership.
Yep.
And this could be something much, much bigger next season. I think that would be ideal. I mean, the talent is there, right? Like, even last year in the SEC, he only averaged 4.8 points. But against some of their bigger opponents, against LSU's bigger opponents, he, you know, was there. When the lights came on, he was there. The lights were the brightest, rather. Another hometown kid, that's always good to yep, to generate interest and to kind of build that bond back between the city's local talent and the program. You know, you've seen it with Julius Thedford now and Curtis Givens. So I like it, man. I'm a big fan, especially obviously you hate to see anybody go, but you're looking at the roster like, okay, how many guards can you have, right? Like, you're counting the – I was counting the guards, I think, last night or the night before when I was getting ready to drive back to Memphis. And I'm like, wait, 8, 9? Like, that's a lot of guard play. But then Dante Harris obviously hits the exits, so, yep, you know, you kind of swap those guys out. Dante would have been a one-year project – not a project, a one-year acquisition, of course. It was his last year of eligibility, and you kind of knew what you had with him. I think Curtis Givens, although the production just wasn't eye-popping last year at LSU as a true freshman, the ceiling is obviously much, much higher because he's younger, he's a hometown guy, and hopefully if you're Penny, you're crossing your fingers that he'll be around for more than just this one season.
I'm with you. I think I would throw, mm-hmm, this at you. My concern is if he feels like, or Dad feels like, his camp feels like, right, that they're not playing enough this season. Right, my hope, mm-hmm, for whether it was Thedford or even Curtis Givens, that because they're from Memphis, right, maybe gives you a better chance to retain. But I do wonder because Jonathan Lawson, right, was a Memphis kid who comes, mm-hmm, redshirts that first year, plays, I want to say, Parth, it was like 18, 19 minutes per game that next year, and yet still
that high?
I thought I might be shooting it way high. I might be, Parth, and I appreciate, uh-huh, you correcting me if so. Point was, Penny was playing him once he came off that redshirt,
yes,
season, and he still,
yes,
transferred. And so that's I just wonder whether the Givens are going to be okay with what you're saying. Yeah, you're playing, but maybe it's more of a limited role that first season and being willing to stay for the long haul with a hope of that role growing, right?
No, for sure. And it's not that he's not good enough to play right away if needed, but it's just the fact that, like, you look at who's ahead of him, where do those minutes
exactly.
come, right? You've got
exactly.
Doug McDaniel, you've got, if you're just counting guards, forget just point guards, let's count, you know, one and twos, right? Ones and twos. You've got Doug McDaniel, Sincere Parker, you've got Julius Thedford, Quante Berry, that's four right there, right?
There.
So at the best, you're the fifth option, perhaps. Those four guys are proven. Even Quante Berry, who, you know, isn't the biggest get in the world. He averaged, what, 9-10 points a game last year, I believe, at Temple. So
yep.
these are all guys that have done it at this level. Certainly at the top of that list, Doug McDaniel. So I don't know where Curtis Givens, if he and his camp expect to play, you know, like we're talking about, maybe 22, 25 minutes a game. I don't know where those minutes come from this
yep.
season.
That's why I'm hoping they're okay with that, right? That this is a commitment more for the long haul, and that's sort of understood
for
up
sure.
front. Maybe it's sort of you get the keys, you know, after Doug, you play this year, but you're getting the keys to this thing. Hopefully, I at least from where I'm standing, I'm hoping that's part of the plan, because we've said Penny's got to get to that continuity where you got guys that are staying, right? And this flipping of rosters every year is so tough, having to replace guys yeah. every year, basically an entire roster. So hopefully – whether it's Curtis or Thedford, these mm-hmm. guys are staying. Dante, not a surprise, like you mentioned. Maybe. I mean, he was the one guy you were kind of happy that you were holding on to there early
yeah.
with all the
no
defections
doubt.
And everybody leaving. But I think you kind of said it right. The writing was probably on the wall based on the numbers of guards Penny was bringing in.
Yeah, I think the writing had been on the wall. For at least the past 10 days to 2 week range there.
Yeah.
And when Curtis Givens, you know, officially came out and said, "Hey, I'm coming to Memphis," I think it was, you know, all but a done deal that somebody would hit the exits, and obviously that person happened to be Dante Harris. You know, for all the reasons we mentioned, right? That's a 1 year guy. With Curtis, you've got a hometown connection. You've got a guy who can possibly be there for more than 2 years.
Yep.
Maybe the staff views his ceiling as being higher, right, with what he can produce even next season than a Dante Harris. So, you know, you kind of see these things happen. Obviously you would hope that, with however things are done, whether it's a runoff waiver or whatever it may be, that Dante Harris can, you know, right. for his sake, maximize this final season of college and play elsewhere.
Were you surprised? And maybe you knew off top, Parth. But I remember initially when that Louisville Memphis 6 year series news broke, just a kind of assuming, and maybe I was wrong to do so, that we were talking 3-3. You guys had it. I think it was actually Bonner while you were gone that
yep.
had the contract.
Right. Yes, sir.
It does include two games in Nashville, and it's two games mm-hmm. apiece. And did that surprise you? Did you already know that was coming? And is that a little bit of a downer? And what we've all said is a great thing in terms of renewing the series.
No, it wasn't a huge surprise. I figured when you saw the agreement on a 6 year deal, not just a home and home, not just a 3 year, not just a four, but a 6 year deal. You figured that somewhere in there were going to be some neutral site games that are somewhat equidistant, right, to
naive.
Both cities.
Yep.
I didn't know that for sure. I think at that time when that broke, I was in New York City. I was finishing up my time in New York, and I'm like, damn, man, like, of course this breaks, right?
it's going to happen every time, man, when you're talking to a beat writer.
That's how that works.
Yep.
That's how that works. So I was a little bit frustrated, but obviously, you know, my team at the Daily Memphian handled it well.
Absolutely.
Frank Bonner was able to obtain that contract, I think it was yesterday or day before. So, yeah, not a huge surprise, but I certainly didn't know for sure. It's still exciting, though. I think, you know, like you said, maybe it takes a little bit of the shine off that news. But, man, just to have those two teams back these next two seasons on their respective campuses, but on their respective home courts,
yep.
you know, at the Yum Center this December, and then back here at FedEx Forum come 2026, I think that alone is cause for plenty of excitement.
Well, it sounds like, Parth, I'm interested to get your thoughts on this, that, you know, Louisville, okay, go there first year, and then we had mm-hmm. the news, too, directly from Matt Painter, it sounds like, that you're going to be facing possibly number one Purdue. We'll see where they're ranked, but you're going to get them
certainly
first.
Top five,
in
right?
The, right,
yeah.
right, it has to be, in the Bahamas. And so between, I think I was looking at Lenardi's latest bracketology. You've got a Louisville team. I think he had as a sixth seed, a Purdue team that he had way up there, and you've got Ole Miss
uh-huh.
and Mississippi State, which he had projected as tournament teams. Right now, other than
wow.
that, yeah, right now, other than that, on your immediate schedule, this schedule next year, I mean, that's about
mm-hmm.
it, right? Because it's UNLV, New Orleans, San Francisco.
Yeah.
So you need
yeah,
some
no.
more in there, don't you? It's kind of the feeling I'm at. Where are you at?
No, you certainly do. And we were counting on air 2 weeks ago, right, when I was on y'all's show about how many spots were filled and how many weren't. Since then, I think there haven't been any additions. I don't think there have, at least. So I believe we had the count as 8, 13 non-conference slots, as we know, that leaves 5 spots. So you're hoping that whatever it may be, those 4 or 5 vacancies, at least 2 or 3 of those are filled with, you know, kind of these, you know, high caliber opponents that we've seen Memphis play time and time again these past 2 seasons. But to your point right now, yeah, you've got, you know, the 2 regional, or I guess 2 SEC rivals, right? Ole Miss, Mississippi State, you've got Louisville, yep. And you've got Purdue, you know, from Matt Painter's mouth itself, that, you know, that will happen in the Bahamas as one of the first games in the Bahamar Hoops Championship there. So you're hoping, if you're Memphis, you know, you can upset Purdue and then get Texas Tech, right, in that second day in the Bahamas. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Texas Tech is going to be an unbelievably good team yet again. So that would give you 5, but certainly that number, even at 5, it's much lower if we were to sit and count the tournament
yep.
teams or the top 100 KenPom teams that Memphis played this past season in a non-conference schedule that was ranked, what, 4th in the country. I don't think those things even compare close.
I know.
Right now.
It feels like if it's not tougher, then you'll have no chance. Lenardi had him as an 11 as the automatic qualifier. We've sort of been right? You see what and then we've sort of been using 8-9 and trying to get out of that. But if that it's the only place that leaves Penny is having to put together a schedule like you mentioned that's top 5, top 10 in strength of schedule. And you're not there yet, right? But at least based on what you've got for next season, right? So it feels like more work has got to be done. Speaking of that, do you think, and I saw you noting this too, huge weekend for mm-hmm. Memphis, obviously, just passed. You had Penny playing host to all, basically every college coach in America coming through the doors of the MSEC last weekend for that EYBL. And we saw where it looks like he's going to have both Cal and Kelvin Sampson on his Two Cents podcast, has both those guys in there for it. I'm hopeful, man. You know, this is the first thing John and I thought about. You know, as cool as that was to see him in there with Cal, we know they're working on the exhibition with St. Jude next year. Just your thoughts on whether a Kelvin Sampson, right, with everything they've got ranked opponents, they get all their quad ones in conference. Do you think based on where it feels like his respect level is for Penny that he would consider doing something like a home and home to help a Memphis team that could sure use some marquee opponents on the non-conference?
Yeah, it seems like it based on his respect level for Penny, like you said, and their relationship or friendship or whatever that is, especially with now him coming on that Two Cents podcast. But every time he's been asked publicly, I think the most recent time would have been when Houston came through here the NCAA tournament. I believe that was, 2024? Yeah, so just a year ago. just a year and some change ago.
You're right.
Where Houston came through here for the NCAA tournament. He was asked by, I don't know if it was me or another reporter here in town, but he shut that question down before it was even spoken, right? Like you can even
Rick Barnes style almost.
Rick Barnes style.
Almost.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. He made it very clear that Houston had no interest, at least at that
That's
point,
true.
In scheduling a home and home with Memphis because, you know, once again, same thing Rick Barnes said, but in a different way, right? The Big 12 is loaded.
I forgot about
that. The SEC is loaded for Rick Barnes. And you know, they've got plenty of marquee opponents and plenty of tests on their schedule already. Why would they add another? You know, it's kind of the way he phrased it. So it seemed like talks were very much inactive at that point. I wonder if that's changed now, right?
No, well, I'm kind of
podcast appearance.
I had forgotten about that, and I think I don't. It doesn't feel like it's. I forget feel. It's not as personal with
not Kel, at all,
right? Like it is with Rick Barnes, which didn't like the way they fired Tubby after 2 seasons. The stuff with Penny, all that he seems to be holding it against you. There's certainly a higher level of respect, it feels like, from Kelvin, but it's the same thing, like you said. It's still the same thing Rick has got, which is enough opportunities, right? I don't know what there is to gain at this point for those teams that are, you know, going to get however many quad ones, what it is, double-digit quad one opportunities just in their conference alone. So as hopeful as I am, like something like that would materialize with Houston, you know, out of a podcast, you guys are just in the room buddying it up, I'm doubtful that it'll happen with them. I keep looking to the ACC, Parth, just like with Louisville,
okay.
Because their strength of their conference is a little bit weaker. And so whether you're pulling a Louisville in that needs marquee games in the non-conference in a way that the Big Ten and SEC don't, or, you know, you liked Virginia. I mean, well, you more liked Clemson. They made the tournament both years. But, I mean, some other team in the ACC, because it feels like there's more of a need there maybe for those conference schools to get a marquee opponent outside of conference.
Yeah, I mean, even like the top brands in that league, right? Like the Duke and Carolinas could use a Memphis. I mean, you saw what happened with North Carolina this past season where
100%.
They were kind of on that cusp the whole season.
It seemed like
they
were on the cusp,
especially.
Yep.
Yeah, especially when it came to January, February, you're looking at that resume and you're saying, yeah, they're winning games now, but they weren't winning games before, and they haven't compiled, a list of victories that's respectable. Yep. They haven't compiled a list of victories that's going to get you in the big dance, going to get you to be a surefire team in that, Field of 68. So, that's who, like
those
you said,
would
that's
be my candidates. Yeah, somebody in it. Because
no
they have sort of that need that the SEC, like we said, in the Big Ten, certainly the Big 12, they don't have. And maybe you're getting more Louisvilles or teams like them that could use an opponent like you. So, listen, man, you continue to do the great work that you're doing over at the Daily Memphian. Don't just set, pace yourself. You're back from vacation. Don't go too hard here too early, man. And appreciate you joining us on this Friday party.
No. Appreciate y'all, and I'll hopefully see y'all in person next Friday.
Looking forward to it, brother. Have a great holiday weekend. He is Parth Upadhyay. Yeah. Make sure you're reading him over at dailymemphian.com. He's got the podcast over there as well. A lot of times does it with my partner, John Martin. So make sure you're always tuned into what Parth's doing. You can follow him on X at PUpadhyay_, formerly Twitter, now X. He's doing a great job for the Daily Memphian. We got to wrap this thing up before we hand it off to the very capable Jeffrey Wright. We'll do that when we get back. You're listening to 92.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is indeed a big night for Jaren Jackson Jr. It really is.
Yes.
You know, I wonder with how he went from Defensive Player of the Year favorite after Wembanyama went down to yesterday we saw making second team, the NBA's second team all defense. Mm-hmm. if it's going to result, like we talked about with saying that first hour, in a similar slide off of the All-NBA team. At one point, you figured, okay, you got a pretty good chance to be third. I've listened to Drew Hill. We had him on yesterday, the Grizzlies beat writer for the Daily Memphian. He said it was close. I heard Harrington double down on that. The columnist for the Daily Memphian covers the Grizzlies, doubled down on Drew, saying he thinks it's going to be close. In the end, I think he's not going to be on. But I want to end this week. I hope he gets it, because I do think for right now, based on sort of where you are with the big three, how invested you are in Zach Edey, who's there again, I'll continue to say it, to address in many ways Jaren Jackson's flaws as a rebounder and as a guy who doesn't set screens or create openings for Ja Morant in the same way as Steven Adams, now Zach Edey does. We should be rooting for him to get it. I'm pulling for him to get it, even though it looks doubtful at this point. That said, I mean, you're talking full Supermax contract. That's 5 years, $345 million. That's essentially what Dallas did not want to pay Luka,
right,
who had led them to the finals. Yes, there's the conversation of why is Jaren even – that's where we are in the NBA right now. Look, he's if he makes it, he's earned it at that point. And because that money would not kick in until the 26-27 season, you would have more flexibility – to do more with your roster right now if he does make it. And so we should be pulling for him, even if we're doubtful that he's going to. What's going to end up happening is you're likely, you know, you're not going to make it, and he's going to be up for a max contract with the Grizzlies or some other team. The thing with a max contract is he won't be able to sign it. And for the Grizzlies, they can offer him one more year than the other teams, 5 years, $296 million. For other teams, it'd be 4 years, 220. I'm reading from one of Harrington's pieces about how this could go. It's significantly more money, but he wouldn't be able to sign until next year. Mm-hmm. And so you're going into free agency. He hits it. Perhaps it's like Sane said, Jaren's so loyal to you, loves being here. He doesn't worry about what other offers could come. But in that initial year, some team that's got the cap space, now it might be a bad one, would be able to essentially offer him the same money in that first year as the Grizzlies. The difference is Grizzlies can offer him that other year. It gets up to $296 million. All that, we move a lot closer to figuring it all out, because it's been a lot of numbers, a lot of different pathways up until today when we'll finally know if he's going to make All-NBA. It looks doubtful, but I think we should be rooting for it. So good luck to Jaren Jackson Jr.
It's kind of franchise shaping, because you're trying to find dudes to pay that money to and get those
kind of
players.
Well, remember, the movement of Marcus Smart, too, helped you get back down under.
You want him to get it, and you want to pay him now.
I think they've been preparing for this a long time.
I hope he gets it.
We'll see what happens. I hope for his bank account for him that he gets it, for the Grizzlies' flexibility that he gets
for
it.
For real.
Thank you to our guests today. That included Anthony Sane and Parthu Pachai. Make sure you stay tuned for Jeffrey Wright & Company. For Brett, I'm Jason. Have a great holiday weekend. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.